Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I forgot what we were going to talk. Oh, we were going to talk about dementia.
Were we?
No, I'm just kidding.
Dementia jokes. That's good.
Right. Dementia is a big problem, and it's going to be an increasing problem as the elderly ages or the number of older patients increases. Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia, 60 to 70% of all dementia cases thought to be due to Alzheimer's disease. Not surprisingly, lots and lots of attention looking at what we can do to prevent this horrible disease, and lots of attention is focused on antioxidant vitamins. There have been some suggestions that oxidative stress may be important in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. For example, we know that the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease contain lesions that are typically associated with free radical exposure. We also know that those same brains contain elevated levels of endogenous antioxidants. And we also know that exogenous antioxidants reduce the toxicity of beta amyloid in vitro studies, only in vitro studies. So these studies have led to interest in assessing the role of antioxidants in vitamins, things like vitamin E, beta-carotene, flavonoids, vitamin C, and vitamin D, all of them to prevent Alzheimer's disease. A large number of randomized controlled trials of vitamin E supplementation in older men and women with normal cognition or perhaps mild cognitive impairment have shown no impact of treatment. Then there's vitamin D, and there is some evidence that vitamin D deficiency is associated with cognitive impairment in older adults. The effect appears to be small and is of really uncertain clinical significance. So to date, I think it's fair to say that there's no compelling reason to prescribe or suggest that people take vitamin D supplementation or other vitamin antioxidants for the purpose of preventing cognitive decline or dementia. Then along comes a study. This was published in the American Journal of Geriatrics, 2012, volume 60, begins on page 2197. It asks, well, what happens if we give patients calcium plus vitamin D? Does it prevent cognitive decline in the elderly? What does this new study add, Mark?
Well, there have been some observational studies that suggested, you know, as you said, an association between vitamin D deficiency and cognitive decline. But, you know, you can imagine lots of reasons why someone who is more physically debilitated, is indoors more, maybe eats a less of a good diet, might have a lower vitamin D level, and it may not be that the vitamin D has anything to do with it. And we're seeing this pattern emerge quite a bit, that vitamin D appears to be, at least, you know, I'm suspecting a more of a marker of frailty and debilitation, perhaps, than it is actually something causal. So, yeah, they took data from the Women's Health Initiative, and they compared cognitive outcomes. There were 2,000 women over age 65 who took combination of 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 400 IU of vitamin D. And then the other group just got placebo. And the group was mostly non-Hispanic white. They did a baseline assessment of cognitive status, and they did all of these measures. I'm not going to read through all of them. The one that they really hung their hat on is called the Consortium to Establish a Registry for Alzheimer's Disease, or CERAD test. But they did a mini mental state and all sorts of other stuff.
Crazy testing. They really, there were half a dozen of these poor
hours.
People.
It's right. Taken hours, yeah.
Exactly.
And so they did this every year to these women. And for 8 years on average, and followed them forward. And they found at the end of that time, the percentage of women who developed dementia or mild cognitive impairment was the same in each group, 4.8 versus 5.1%, so no difference. And they even did, and this was what we call the intention to treat analysis. So everybody who got randomized to the treatment group was analyzed. Everybody who got randomized to placebo was counted as placebo. But then they also were doing pill counts and keeping track of who actually took the vitamin supplements. And they did a second analysis where they limited it to just those who took the drug, which is a per protocol analysis, which is going to tend to overestimate the benefit a little bit. And even there, didn't see any difference, 3.1 versus 2.9%. So it doesn't look like there's any benefit in a large, adequately powered study. I think the only thing, if you were a real vitamin D advocate, you could say, they didn't give them enough vitamin D. They should have given them 800 units or something like that. I remember giving a lecture once about vitamin E, and this was when a big meta-analysis came out showing, 30,000 patients, all these studies. The higher the dose, actually, the worse people did. And I remember somebody in the back of the room saying, they just didn't give them enough vitamin E. And
right.
You're always going to find zealots for vitamin D. They might, and I think it's totally unreasonable to say, 800 might be a more therapeutic dose, but certainly 400 doesn't do anything.
Right. And we have, as a part of our weekly revisiting of the literature, we've talked about vitamin D in the past and how it tends to be deficiencies tend to be overestimated. Anyways, we'll have to see what happens. But I think that we would both agree, would we not, that certainly based on this study and what we know from other studies, that there's no reason to give somebody vitamin D, at least with the hopes of preventing cognitive decline.
It's not going to do that. There may be some other health benefits, certainly around frail women with bone disease, fracture, and even preventing falls. There's pretty good data, but certainly not in terms of cognition.
Excellent. Talk with you next week.
All right.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.